All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here from the Rockets Podcast. So, if you happen to came across with this podcast, I just want to let you know I had a few podcasts before this that I talked about the first day issue stamp, which was typed by a person named Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors, from the Foxborough Company in Massachusetts. They're still around to this day. They just have a different name. And I am going to contact them and to see why, what is this all about. This is something that I thrifted a few years back. It's like 100 pages of first issue stamp, including a letter addressed to the same company, but different person in different department. So this time, my podcast is about the first day of issue stamp, and it's about Grandma Moses. Here we go. The date was May 1st, 1969. It was addressed to Mr. A.M. Smith, Plant Engineer, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 53217, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70805. And here's the letter. Dear Mr. Smith, many of the restless, impatient young people of our days seems to feel that anyone over 25 years of age is devoid of ideas, lacks creative integrity, is unable to contribute effectively to the reservoir of world goodness. The second paragraph, the example of Grandma Moses is hardly necessary to prove the utter poppycock, completely inanity of such reasoning, comma. However, her life does help forcibly to demonstrate the emptiness of most broad generalities, period. Now, third paragraph, imagine. This grand old lady was 76 years old before she painted her first picture. Then, until her death at 101, she turned out more than 1,000 pictures. The only reason she began painting in the first place was because her hands were too crippled by arthritis to continue embroidery. What a lesson in courage. Okay, let me rephrase that. What a lesson in courage, comma. In improvisation, in depicting simple charm and beauty for the enjoyment of others, period. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraph. In a way, we identify with Grandma Moses because of a shared geography. She lived and worked most of her life virtually in New England, as Kent, 4 miles from the Vermont line. We like to think that some of our versatility, the inventiveness she displayed in her work is part of our background and heritage here at Foxborough, period. Now, the last paragraph said, this commemorative reproduces a detail from, parenthesis, July 4th, a painting which hangs in the White House, Washington, D.C. If you're not a stamp collector, there must be someone you know who would welcome this cover. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors. And as usual, this is an actual handwriting signature in blue pen. So this is my podcast for today, and I hope that you enjoy and come back again for another story of the first day of issue stamp. Bye for now.